Well, in the wake of what happened in Charlottesville, many cities are thinking about what to do with their Confederate monuments. A nearly century-old Confederate statue was toppled by protesters late yesterday in Durham, North Carolina. Police took video throughout the protest but didn't intervene as demonstrators climbed a ladder, attached a rope, and then pulled down the statue. We're going to hear from two other southern cities now dealing with this issue, starting with Josh James of Station WUKY in Lexington, Kentucky.
Today, Mayor Jim Gray is asking the city council to begin the process of moving two Confederate-era statues from the heart of Lexington. After the clashes between white nationalists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Gray said it was time for them to go.
Relocating these statues and explaining them is the right thing to do. And that's why I've recommended to our city council that they be placed along our Veterans Park War Memorial Walk, together with two monuments to the Union effort. In that setting, we can tell the story accurately and share a truthful history.
The action marks the first real movement in years in a long simmering community debate over what to do with the two prominent downtown memorials to Confederate generals John Hunt Morgan and John C. Breckinridge near Cheapside Park. Alice Turkington said she backs Gray's decision.
I think on Cheapside right here, this is, as I understand it, this used to be a place where slaves were sold. And I think that it's not appropriate to have these Confederate monuments here.
William Carey took a different view.
You know, it's part of U.S. history that you should not erase. Knowing if you erase it, it never exists, and future people will repeat the past when they don't learn.
City leaders have been under pressure to address the issue since 2015, when someone scrawled Black Lives Matter in black paint on the Hunt Morgan statue. Now, the mayor's announcement puts the momentum behind removal. But proponents say the real debate is only just beginning.
Well, there's a lot of fight for that space and the fight to get that information out and to make sure that this goes through that we're just now gearing up for.
Russell Allen is with a group called Take Back Cheapside, which has been trying to bring awareness to the history of the statues and nearby park.
But we're going to take that energy and we're going to try to turn that into something positive for our city and make sure that we don't end up in similar circumstances.
But moving the statues will require the okay from a state military commission, which doesn't meet until November. Mayor Gray wants to expedite the process and win approval by next month. If successful, the move could have ripple effects, reviving dormant efforts to remove Confederate symbols and memorials across the Commonwealth, including a likeness of Confederate President Jefferson Davis in the state capitol. For Here and Now, I'm Josh James in Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, meanwhile, at the state capitol in Tennessee yesterday, dozens of protesters gathered to demand the immediate removal of a bust of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. Chaz Sisk from Here and Now contributor WPLN in Nashville has that story.
Elizabeth Tissell lives in a remote part of Tennessee, about an hour south of the state capitol. She is white and says she was appalled by the footage of white men and women brawling in the streets of Charlottesville. But she believes those white supremacists have far more support than some might think.
This is not a fringe group. These people are my neighbors.
Come on.
They're friendly to me. They're nice to me. And they give me dirty looks at my car because I've got bumper stickers on my car. I know what they're really thinking.
That's why Tissell is joining efforts to take down one of the most controversial symbols of the Confederacy in Nashville. Nathan Bedford Forrest was a slave trader, a feared cavalryman, and a founder of the Ku Klux Klan. Many hold him responsible for the massacre of 300 African-American troops at a Union fort in 1864. Nashville activist Justin Jones has tried for years to get Forrest's likeness removed from the state capitol. He says it's an affront to people of color.
That symbol serves as a daily reminder that they're not welcome here in the people's house.
But there have been many calls to remove the bust since it went up in the 1970s. The most recent came after the Charleston church shooting 2 years ago, and that campaign triggered a law that actually makes it harder to remove Confederate monuments across the state. The problem, says Jones, is white Tennesseans. Even those who oppose Confederate monuments haven't been involved enough.
What we need our white brothers and sisters to do is to put their bodies on the line.
In the nearly two-hour protest, whites were at the forefront, kneeling in protest outside Republican Governor Bill Haslam's office in the Tennessee Capitol. The message that whites specifically are responsible for racism seemed to make Ron Clarity of Nashville uncomfortable.
It's beautiful to see people come together, but people get so ruffled in their feelings about things that don't even matter. It's a statue inside a building.
declared he says he'd like to see the statue come down too, but believes opponents of racism should focus on building unity. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam wasn't in the Capitol during the protest, and he lacks the authority to take the statue down on his own. But through an aide, he promised to push the state commissions and lawmakers who control the Capitol complex to act. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.